know it existed because I can tell the difference today.
For example, someone from, pardon me, but in Johnny Reed.
Well,
there's a definite difference. Depot, which is the area up on the it's just a, I don't know that it has any significance. There was probably a deep swimming hole over there at one time. Not whether that became too cold. It's all a deep hole. Could have been. But it probably got its name deep hole. Well, that could change. It gets back to the same thing by that. That's become deep hole. Now, example, up on the north end of the island, there's a region up there that's called Woods Grave. All land, Woods Grave. It becomes Wood Grove. Just because of the dialect. A lot of places like
that. Now, we take someone that has been born and raised here to be able to tell the difference. I can never tell.
You would never know. You would see on a map something that says Wood Grove, and you say, where is that? I've never heard of that before. But you've heard of Wood Grave before, because all the kids heard about that. So
the ruins,
yeah.
And the bottom of the
ruins. Wait, so maybe that good restaurant is going to be in our house, we have kids transported to the station of the town, in the same town.
Yeah. Right.
So this is a question. So they're
congregate in that store in the evening and exchange stories.
And stores stay open and
and send it off in the sort of direction, but he won't get real specific about
it. Pretty much why. Or anything, they stood at all kinds of weather. Oh, well, it was know how they fish. Matt, I don't think they fish now. Because he was blue fish all day and trying to fish all night. I don't know how to sound that way. But what makes sense? The only experience I had with that on a couple of days, I quit school. And Dad said, okay, if you're sick, you're going to work. And I said, I don't have the time. So he takes me sick. And I get too sick. And I went over the bar. And today, he says, well, I got back. And tonight, when they were out on the deck, gutting fish, they had to gut them as soon as they caught them. To give them a little more shelf life. I hear him say, Robert, you better take that boy, you're going to lose that boy. No, I don't believe you're able to do that, but you're sure. I stayed in the city for a week, sick or not. Of course, his father had done that with him. He was dying, even after he died. Well, I wasn't.
Did he get up?
Not as much as I did
with
him. But I had it so bad. We both were in Ocean City one time, and I wanted to quit school. He said, well, you know what the system is. They could cut a case for school, and they could leave it for a week. And on the way to Ocean City in the car, I got seasick.
Thinking about that. School was never done.
We got to get to the doctor to say, can I go back to school? He said, that's your choice. And I wouldn't have been in class school had he not made me go to school.
Were they ever talked about it? Were there boat builders here on the island? Or?
Oh, yeah, lots of them.
Incidentally, we don't have many anymore.
You're losing your boat captain throughout the country. Yeah. Because steel, fiberglass, other materials are taking over, and a pretty hard job of finding good boat captain now. Again, yes, I'm scared.
Down Harper's Island on the boat for a while, and you know, building something.
Right. There's some spot where it's still moving on, but generally speaking, here, for example, we used to have a couple of good boats in it. We don't know.
What was that government?
General. Well, different things, whatever materials in the area at hand. The keel was generally open. Generally oak, the skin may be pine or cedar or whatever they can have available.
You
can do
hardwood
and stuff, and it seems like that all the time. The forest is always some hardwood, some oak. Well, of course, the oaks are stronger for ribs than that. So,
yeah.
And, if I have seen some oak skin in oak, it's one of the they up in New Jersey where that is from, they used to take old trees and take out and bury in the mud and sit there for a couple of years. That's the way you cure their lumber.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
Oh, yeah.
It preserves.
It preserves. Instead of getting it a high pressure chemical to preserve it, you put it in there without an air and the chemical is in that mud.
Thank you.
Well, Donald, that
Well, I told Dr. Amron that. And evidently, Dr. Amron is a good doctor. mind or not. It just doesn't matter.
Well, this is what I want. lot of kids today, and the last year, one of the resources we
Thank you.
control of her?
Well, at one time,
That big book?
No.
Okay, so it's stuck up there.
That's good, yeah.
All right, then it would have been in the book about acid, the one that's put out here, you know, for people buying books for oil. I don't think it came from that Mrs. Hill memoir, because that was not this anything that far back.
It's very hard to discover that.
Ron Short. Mary Lovelace, Ron Short. Andrew DeVore, nice to meet you.
I already shook hands with that.
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Abbott.
I just congratulated
him. Well, I think he needs to hear more of that. He got a lot of criticism, I understand.
Oh, well, he got some, you know, and, you know, it just magnifies. When you say something good, it never goes around the track.
No.
Can you burn it a little bit? I can't
feel bad. No people can.
Our friend, Mary, how are you doing?
people got there.
Thank you.
kept waiting, you know, to hear from him. He said, well, you know, wait till the last possible minute to cancel out. But he finally called him on Thursday morning and said, I think we're going to have to wait until maybe Monday or Tuesday of next week to have this settlement on this lot because I'm boarding up my windows and getting everything up above the 6-foot level in my office and we think that, you know, perhaps maybe we're not going to be able to have a closing on Friday morning. But they closed on Monday. I was amazed. I thought, you know, everybody that had a contract to buy a house and, you know, saw the storm blow in and blow out would change their mind.
They were going down and they were going to fish.
Well, I knew I could get it. I was saying all kinds of things.
We had a couple that we were going to come down and they came up that morning and cranked it. Why did you say more today? Did you have a 38 LC? Because I had one when I was living in the Lincoln. We had a 1938
LC. No, it didn't pull
up, but it was very severe.
But it's 36
today. Don't I remember that, but the men remember both as I am. But, you know, you buy a second hat. Second hat was the hat. In those days, it was still $10. And that's a lot of money to have. My dad went to Lincoln, big store in Boston, and he bought a second hat. And for whatever reason in the world, he said, I'm going to go out and talk to John next door. And John had a store. And he just felt he wanted to talk to John and order up the store. And for whatever reason, he grabbed that brand new hat. And I looked out, the next thing I came, my dad shaking that hat, go right in the Boston house.
I guess it wanted to look good while I was not there.
Now, do you remember when that Hurricane Hazel did? I knew this before. That my wife's father was killed in Parker. He was running in the camp. That had a tornado effect. Do you remember that one? That was October 15th. That went all the way up to Canada. Never lost any steam, but it was a narrow. And he, for whatever reason, again, decided that the top taker on his chicken houses were going down. He was going to nail down no chickens. And of course, he went out to the wind, took them, and he got about 150 yards in the air. And my friend was dead.
That was your dad?
That was my wife dead. And so we were in Rhode Island, and I picked her up to work. She worked on this. And so I picked her up about 4:30 and she just leaves. You know, we were talking about something. Hope my father is inclusion. He had a boat crossing seaside. He had a boat on the bayside. On the bayside. So, and it was funny, it was at 4:30 it died. And she had that premonition from the car. And we had heard about it. So he came down. And it didn't cut because we were talking about cutting. Now, I was moving to the room. You wear a black suit, white shirt, black tie. You know? And I said, we'll meet in 3 years because my mother had a black after my father died. And she thought it was a sin. She said, you said, my suit, you know, that's what I want to do. But I come down, and again, they were not making common customs, different customs. And everybody had four jackets, red, green, blue, and blue. And people come up to me and thought I was a preacher.
He said they were
going to get
the muscles contract in the air from death.
In other words, it is not, it will shortly after the death.
Yeah, I'll see, they said that was an estimate, and they didn't know.
But on that, even after hours, then that's still.
Why did people, when you said it was a customer, why did they do it? What did they set up
with? They set up with the
right, yeah, not letting them, yeah, not letting them on because, you know, you can hardly get through down the street. So I just want to commend you because he did do a fantastic job. And he, the way he mobilized everything,
we worked at this plane a long time, and there are all kinds of things on it. We said, look at the drill. Look at the drill. I mean, this is drill. We were going to have a good environment. But they both thank you very much for it. It was kind of scary at times. So we get ideas from the team to be more appropriate. But, you know, all of a sudden, it was like about 11:30 p.m. I was but you need to announce evacuation. Evacuation. This is when people are going to call on your house that they know you're not there. Both mainland and then island. And the thought of curfew never came to us until about 11:30 when the chief of the dispatcher said, I mean, you know, we have some people going around.
My place, I'm in a building that I think is adequately built to live. And if there comes a time when we don't think it's going to be a place for the wine, then we've got to leave. You know, we even have plans for the peace of it. But the peace of the case, but it was a concern for life. And then that's the key.
So you said,
I'd say that the firehouse,
and that's when you got to deal with it. I think that's when it was 100. And then Diane?
No, I didn't.
And the next time I look, here's Gus.
Oh, yeah.
Now, was Jerry home that night, or was he at Nantucket? No.
In 62?
Yeah.
Now, we had just come. Well, no, but we had only been here a short time, I think 2 weeks.
Oh.
And we were in early and young. So we were saved. Flatland and Summit Ranger, that's all, you know. They're still